We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the Cowboy Sports Network from Learfield, live from Rib Crib in Stillwater, smoking the good stuff since 92. This is the Mike Gundy Show, brought to you by Chris's University Store, your one-stop cowboy shop, and by your local Homeland Grocery Store, official grocery partner of the Cowboys. Homeland, your homegrown advantage. This is the Mike Gundy Show. Here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Well, good evening once again, everyone. Welcome to Rib Crib in Stillwater for the Coach Gundy Radio Show as we talk Cowboy football on this Labor Day Monday. Hope you've had an enjoyable holiday weekend and looking forward to the second of three straight home games to start the Cowboy football season this Saturday against Arizona State. Of course, last Thursday was the opener and a win over Central Michigan, win number 150 for Coach Gundy here at Oklahoma State. So another milestone victory as he continues to add bullet point after bullet point to his run as the greatest coach in the history of Oklahoma State football. Arizona State in town, coached by Herm Edwards. It's interesting. You stop and think about it. Of course, we've had so many good things happen. It's easy to forget this, but Arizona State is just the fourth Power 5 team to come to Stillwater since Coach Gundy has been head coach. Georgia came in 2009, Arizona in 2011, Pitt in 2016. Really, you go back 25 years, there's only been one other team that's come during the last, 25 years, and that would be UCLA in 2002, going back to 1998. So appearances by Power 5 schools have been rare, but here's the good news. That's about to change. 2024, Arkansas will be here. 2026, Oregon will be here. And let's hope we're all still above ground in 2028 when Alabama comes to Stillwater. That is going to be cool. So I hope I'm above ground, and I hope I'm well enough to do the games. If they had to just drag me in there by my feet to do that Alabama game in 28, I'm going to make sure I'm there. Coach Gundy's here. We'll take a break. We'll come back and start our chat with the Cowboy head coach after this. From Rib Crib in Stillwater on Perkins Road, it's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield.
When you open a crisp, cold Bud Light, you know game day is here.
Touchdown! You owe me $5.
We mean every sound.
Enjoy responsibly. 2022 Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, this is Stephen Hartzell, host of the College Sports Now podcast. Every week, we're talking about football with some of the biggest names in the game. Subscribe to College Sports Now wherever you get your podcasts and follow along on Twitter at CSNowTweets.
At Homeland, we are your homegrown advantage, serving Cowboy fans everywhere fresh produce and party trays and all the chips and drinks for a complete game day experience. Homeland now offers curbside pickup or delivery straight to your watch party. Visit the butcher for top USDA choice beef or party trays from the deli online. No matter how you game day, Homeland has all your tailgate needs. Homeland, your homegrown advantage, an official grocery partner of Cowboy football.
Good to be home.
Ready to get back in the game? Great news. The movement experts at Redbud Physical Therapy can help you find relief and results and keep you off the sidelines. With 15 convenient locations across Tulsa and beyond, contact Redbud Physical Therapy today at redbudpt.com to see a physical therapist. Redbud Physical Therapy, a proud sponsor of Oklahoma State Athletics and trusted choice for keeping Cowboy fans in the game.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Because we are blue, we believe in being loyal and true. Whether you need health insurance for your family or just yourself, we've got you covered. Choosing Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma means access to the largest network in the state and local service. Go with blue. Visit bcbsok.com to learn more. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma is a proud sponsor of Oklahoma State University Athletics.
With the OSU Rewards credit card from MidFirst Bank, you can earn points for merchandise, gift cards, travel, cash back, and even OSU fan gear. You'll enjoy a great introductory APR on purchases and balance transfers for the first 12 billing cycles. Plus, the OSU Rewards credit card is covered by the Visa Zero Liability Policy, so you'll never be charged for purchases you didn't make. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center today or go to midfirst.com/cowboys for details. MidFirst Bank.
Some of my fondest childhood memories are from volunteering with my grandmother. Helping others was her passion. She'd always say, "The sweetest fruits of life come from serving others." And she was right.
At Shelter Insurance, we strive to make a positive impact in the communities where we work and live. For your auto, home, and life, find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Jared Mill Irons and Dave Monks have both called Stillwater home for 20 years. So when they began the pursuit of opening a craft brewery, there was never a question where its home would be. Iron Monk is loyal and true to OSU and Stillwater and is proud to represent that as the official craft beer of Oklahoma State Athletics. 1890 Original is brewed in Stillwater by Cowboys for Cowboys. Iron Monk Brewing Company, official craft beer of Cowboys everywhere. Drink responsibly. It's the Cowboy way.
Labor Day Monday, and happy to have you with us for the Coach Gundy Radio Show tonight. We're at Rib Crib on Perkins Road in Stillwater, and boy, remember, for any occasion it comes up. In fact, we've got a birthday party here in the back corner of the restaurant. Want to wish those folks a good evening and a happy birthday. I'm sorry, I was eavesdropping just a bit. Hey, help me. Who's got the birthday back there? Happy birthday. Let's give her a big round of applause. She just turned 25, Coach.
I saw that.
How about that?
Maybe 30.
Maybe 30. That's maybe. Right. Maybe. Well, hope you guys are having a great time. We're glad you're here at Rib Crib to celebrate your birthday. It's a great place for special occasions. And speaking of special occasions, congratulations to you on win number 150. You have your own special occasion.
Yeah, it was a good win for all of us. And, you know, until that got brought up, I forget about those things. There's so many other things going on that... I hadn't really got to that, but Chad Weiberg made a nice presentation to me in the locker room. It was very thoughtful. And as I said, I mean, there's so many people that have been involved with this as long as I've been involved, been coaching here, I guess I should say, and a lot of really quality young men. So I was glad we got the win and able to move forward and get ready for this one.
I'm sure you think back. I know we do a lot of this reflecting back, but well, I'm sure there's probably a point in time over the weekend where you thought back to 2005, 2006, and you're thinking, wow, here we are. 150 wins later.
Yeah, at that time I was just trying to survive for the next year. You know, you're just trying to get to the next year. You're just trying to find a way to put a recruiting class together and keep your head above water, try to find a way to build a culture and instill winning and success and confidence in young people. That's a challenge back in those days. Because if you don't, in my opinion, if you never get that established, you're really in a tough game, because in every year you're trying to remake who you are. So at that time, we were just trying to keep some recruiting classes together and get players that could change a game and develop some confidence. Fortunately, we were able to do that.
Boy, in a big way. Yeah, speaking of that, do you think it's easier or harder now to instill confidence in young people? It's a lot different now. We have social media, so many people tugging at them, which can be both positive and negative. So when it comes right down to it, that real confidence, you think it's easier or harder?
I think if you can get them to buy in and trust you, it's easier, because there's so many moving parts out there that young people don't know what to grasp on, in my opinion. But once we get them to trust us and see that we have their best interest at heart, doesn't always mean that it's going to be easy, and doesn't always mean that we're going to agree with them, and doesn't always mean we're going to side with them. But once we can get their trust, then they'll buy in, and we've been pretty successful at instilling confidence in players and making them think they're actually better than they are over the last, you know, probably 10, 12 years now, at least.
Oh, absolutely. And there's some great examples of that, including last year. And I'm sure, too, now, and then we'll talk more about Thursday's game, that a part of that, especially now, is letting them know you genuinely care about their best interest, because there's so many people they have connectivity to on social media, out in the community, who may act one day like they care about them, and the next they want to throw them off the river bridge, so to speak. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So establishing that rapport is probably really important now, because there's lots of people trying to compete for that, good and bad.
You're correct in saying that, and so many of these young people now have handlers or agents or whatever you want to call them,
right,
that attach on them when they're 12, 13, 14 years old, particularly in basketball, but now it's bleeding over into football. And we have so many people that have their hands on them trying to get something out of them that at times might not have their best interest at heart. Not always, but at times. And then they're not as focused on the discipline as we are in trying to develop and raise young men. It's like raising kids, right?
Sure.
It's not our job to be their friend. It's our job to be their parent. And it's not always easy. Yeah. And so we fall into the same – we have the same thing happen to us sometimes now with this age group of young men. But we've been pretty successful, and we've done it a long time. So in most cases, we can get them to buy into that. We're actually trying to help them in the long run.
Well, let's talk some more about Thursday night. It was a big win. You got out to the big lead, and you ended up winning 58-44. As you watched the video, did you see anything that jumped out that maybe you didn't realize when you were watching the game that was significant, or was it pretty much the way you thought it was?
Obviously, we were able to move the ball, do pretty much whatever we wanted to do offensively. We didn't rush the ball as good as we should have. We need to run block better up front. We were able to get the ball in the hands of players that can make explosive plays, play fast. We controlled the tempo of the game. Defensively, there was times that we made some really good plays, and there was times that we made some really poor communication errors that made us very vulnerable at times and allowed them to kind of stay in the game a little bit to where, you know, it didn't end up being 63-20 or whatever, one of those scores. Special teams wise, we were really good in everything but punt protection. We'll work hard on that this week and make sure we clean that up. These guys have a history of coming after punts like every other punt last year. 50% of the punts they came after.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there was a number of times they bring eight people. You don't see that very much. But there's times they would bring eight after the punt. So, and I'm sure they're watching the tape and looking and thinking we can block a punt. So we'll have to work hard on punt protection this week. But other than that, I think pretty much what Air said after the game I saw.
Spencer Sanders has been named the Big 12 Conference Offensive Player of the Week. Of course, he put up big numbers, 406 yards passing. He threw for four scores. He ran for two others. He ran for 57 yards. And we saw this certainly in the bowl game against Notre Dame, and we've known this anyway, but it seems for him the faster the game is played, the better he is. Is that reasonable?
He likes to play fast. His personality and his temperament and the way he handles himself is kind of play fast all the time. His comfort zone with our offense, and he's been in it a long time now. He knows it really good. He knows this offense better than anybody that's ever played in this offense, any quarterback we've ever had. Now, it's a little different now than when Weeden and those guys played because we didn't do as much. We do quite a bit more now, but he knows this offense as good as anybody that's ever played quarterback here. And it's starting to show up in his ability to get the ball to the right guys based on what the defense does is working to our advantage.
So obviously playing fast, you got out to a huge lead, and the game was never really in doubt. And if you look at the stat sheet, it shows 85 plays. I think Pro Football Focus had the game at 88 snaps for you defensively. So we've been down this path before, but how do you balance the need to play fast on offense with the need to keep an eye on how many plays you're logging defensively? And do you have to sort of tweak that week to week? How do you go about that? We've been down this road before.
We keep an eye on it. We don't concern ourselves with it as much now as we used to because we play more guys up front on defense. Mm-hmm. There is a little concern with some youth in the back end. More so from mental fatigue than physical. Sometimes when you're young, if you get a little tired, you don't think and make as good of decisions as what a veteran player would make. So we're kind of keeping our eye on that a little bit more. But with us being able to roll the big guys on defense, we just have to play the way we play on offense. Particularly if we're still moving the ball and scoring points. We measure all that. We have all those statistics on where their body is every day. Coach Glass, myself, we talk about that in almost every staff meeting about where they're at and their bodies. And so we'll just watch it as the season goes on. But the young guys in the secondary could be a little bit of an issue. And then hopefully we'll be able to roll our linebackers some where our starters, 0 and 1, won't have to play more than 55, 60 plays a game. That would help. There's times last year that Devin and Malcolm played almost the entire game.
Right.
But they were mature. They're 22, 23 years old. So we'll watch them as the season goes on. But right now I'm okay with what's taking place.
Yeah, and you look at the snap counts from Thursday night. You had a lot of guys that played, 20, 30 snaps, right, even at positions where last year you didn't substitute as much. You mentioned Malcolm Rodriguez, for example. He didn't come off very much. But, there was a lot of guys that, at a variety of positions that at least went out there and spelled some of the starters for a significant amount of time, more so than last year, I think.
And hopefully we'll be able to do that some. It's hard to tell each week when that's going to happen. you know, if you play well enough and you get ahead and other guys can get in and play and gain some experience and save some legs and such, and gives us a chance to evaluate them and see where they're at. Because, you know, the one thing is we never really know what a young man can do till he gets out there and plays.
Sure.
We just don't know.
Sure.
And that's why if we have my theory on this has always been, if we have young men that have practiced well enough and shown that they deserve to get a chance to play in games, we need to see what they can do in a game. Because otherwise, how do we ever know?
Right.
And sometimes we get surprised. Brad Lundblad, Mikulski last year, played most of the Fiesta Bowl. He started out as a third-team center.
Right.
And we could go on and on with players. I mean, Cassidy last year, and by the time the season was over, he was making some plays for us at Cowboy back. If we wouldn't have had some injuries and if Jelani wouldn't have transferred, he might not have ever played. You don't ever know.
That's true.
So
you're right.
I'm a firm believer in if a young man's done the right things and he's practiced well enough and he shows that he's capable of making plays, at some point we owe him the opportunity to get on the field and let us see what he can do. Give him that chance. And so that's why it's good to play as many players as possible.
You know, it's interesting, too, when we were going down this path before, you mentioned the depth up front. I think about 2010, 2011, 2012, where, gosh, you might play five defensive linemen in a game. And, you know, we discussed this before, and Shane Jarkus getting a liter of fluid drained off his knee, and then he goes out there and plays 75 plays.
Right.
You know, some of those guys sometimes I think are unsung heroes in our program's development.
Right.
Those guys just lugged it out, you know, played hurt because you just didn't have anybody. There was a recruiting class before you became head coach where we didn't sign any defensive linemen. Took about 8-9 years to recover from that. Thankfully, we're not having to do that again.
Well, we've had years. We've been through that with the offensive line before as well.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Those years aren't as fun because as coaches, particularly me, I spend my time during the week trying to find a way to save reps in practice, which means you're not going to be as prepared on Saturday. The only one day you get ready to play on Saturday is reps in practice.
Mm-hmm.
Cutting back on reps in certain areas, not being as physical in practice, it's going to affect your team. So those years aren't as fun from a preparation standpoint, you know, the journey to get to Saturday night. And fortunately, with our team and where we're at now in this program, starting tomorrow at practice, we'll have 140 players out there in full pads. And for a long time, it was around 112 to 115. Now, we're still short about five. I would like to have five more offensive linemen out there. That would give us 25 guys. Because, as you know, there's always two or three hurt.
Yeah.
And there's always a couple guys that get banged up and their shoulder. And then before you know it, you're down to seven scout team linemen that are young kids trying to help the defense. And we really need 11. So we're getting there. We're across the board, other than offensive linemen, our numbers are about as good as anybody in college football. Anybody. There's not anybody that's got the numbers that we have, in my opinion. And that's something that we've worked on for years. I've pushed that for years with Title IX, with Coach Holder, and balancing all those numbers. There's a lot of work that goes into that that people don't know about. And so we've now got it up to 140, which is a really, really good number. Most of your big schools across the country are going to be around 120. Some of them are 115. I think I remember we played Notre Dame. I remember asking them. I think they were 112.
Wow.
Obviously, it's different. Tuition there is different. So
yes.
your numbers are going to be less than what they are here
at
a public school. But,
right.
But either way, it's an advantage for us. So hopefully at this time next year, we'll have an additional five linemen, which will be 25 offensive linemen, and our number will be around 140, where we can practice really fast and really physical.
You know, and the cool thing about that is you've built that offensive line depth while at the same time taking a scholarship away from the offense and putting it on defense, which means you have not missed on offensive linemen much. Otherwise, those numbers couldn't build, right? I mean, so there's been a lot of good work done over several years in several areas to make that happen because you changed the scholarship allotment.
We did, and we had one player that's not with us that had a shoulder, and then we had one going to portal to San Diego State, and he's starting. One went to portal to Texas Tech, and he's starting. Or we'd have those guys.
Right.
So if you look back on where we're at in building quality depth over a period of time, we've really made big strides in the last 5 or 6 years where we have quality depth. We have young players in our program that are developing. Now the uncertainty and the impatience of young people with the portal, you can't control that. All we can do is bring them in, develop them, and you know, if they're a backup and they leave to go start somewhere else, it is what it is. But we can only continue to bring them in and develop them, and that's what we're doing. And our numbers are getting to a pretty good point at this time.
We'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment. We're in Stillwater at Rib Crib on Perkins Road, and this is the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield.
Jared Mill Irons and Dave Monks have both called Stillwater home for 20 years. So when they began the pursuit of opening a craft brewery, there was never a question where its home would be. Iron Monk is loyal and true to OSU and Stillwater and is proud to represent that as the official craft beer of Oklahoma State Athletics. 1890 Original is brewed in Stillwater by Cowboys for Cowboys. Iron Monk Brewing Company, official craft beer of Cowboys everywhere. Drink responsibly. It's the Cowboy way.
This is Debbie at Charlie's Discount Drug. Did you know that a prescription is not required to shop at Charlie's Discount Drug? We have an ever-growing gift selection, including gifts for him, her, and the kids. We also have a wide variety of pop and candy. There's no prescription required to shop at Charlie's Discount Drug. 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers buy.
At Homeland, we are your homegrown advantage, serving Cowboy fans everywhere fresh produce and party trays and all the chips and drinks for a complete game day experience. Homeland now offers curbside pickup or delivery straight to your watch party. Visit the butcher for top USDA choice beef or party trays from the deli online. No matter how you game day, Homeland has all your tailgate needs. Homeland, your homegrown advantage, an official grocery partner of Cowboy football.
Good to be home.
Rib Crib on Perkins Road in Stillwater is the home of the Coach Mike Gundy Radio Show. Join us on Monday nights this season or tune in to hear the inside scoop on Cowboy football from the man himself. Score the ultimate win and let Rib Crib cater your tailgate. We can feed 10 to 10,000 with our award-winning barbecue. You can also find us on game days inside Boone Pickens Stadium. Rib Crib, proud sponsor of OSU Athletics and smoking the good stuff since 92.
Nothing beats Brahms crispy bacon paired with the sweet notes of Head Country barbecue sauce on Brahms barbecue bacon cheeseburger. A quarter pound of 100% pure beef, two slices of pepper jack cheese, hickory smoked bacon, rings of onions and tangy pickles, and then we pour on Head Country barbecue sauce and finish it with Brahms Hawaiian bun. Brahms barbecue bacon sandwich is also available with grilled or crispy chicken because nothing's better than Brahms.
Jared Mill Irons and Dave Monks have both called Stillwater home for 20 years. So when they began the pursuit of opening a craft brewery, there was never a question where its home would be. Iron Monk is loyal and true to OSU and Stillwater and is proud to represent that as the official craft beer of Oklahoma State Athletics. 1890 Original is brewed in Stillwater by Cowboys for Cowboys. Iron Monk Brewing Company, official craft beer of Cowboys everywhere. Drink responsibly. It's the Cowboy way.
It's a Coach Gundy Radio Show from Rib Crib in Stillwater. Got a nice crowd on hand. Glad everybody's here. Hope Labor Day has been fun. You've had an extended weekend. It's been a wild weekend of college football. Of course, we started here Thursday night, but there's some good games this weekend. That game last night, we talked about that at the news conference. That Florida State LSU game, that was crazy. The way it ended was just unbelievable.
Yeah, it really was. It's an example of what coaches fear in preseason games.
Yeah.
You know, you worry about penalties, you worry about special teams, and, you know, Dave, you and I have talked about this for a year. Penalties and special teams play a big factor in games the first two or three weeks of the year. And that, I don't know if I've seen one where special teams played a bigger game than that one. Two drop punts where both times the other team got the ball inside the, 10 or 15-yard line?
Yeah.
And then a missed field goal, blocked field goal, and a blocked PAT. So, obviously, that was a huge impact in the game. Both of those teams are, you know, obviously they weren't ranked. Traditional teams that are going to be ranked in the top 10, but neither team was ranked. But they've brought in quarterbacks. I don't know where the kid from Florida State came from. Was he there, or is he a portal guy?
I'm not certain about that.
I'm not sure about him.
I know LSU obviously got the kid from Arizona State.
Right. But the one at Florida State, I don't think he was there. But I'm not sure. But either way, the mobility of those quarterbacks and their athleticism allows them to get away from pass rush and make plays. And both of those teams have I just watched the fourth quarter. By the time I got home, it was a fourth quarter. And both of those teams have enough defensive pass rush to win a considerable number of games.
Yeah.
I mean, when you can rush the quarterback like they can, you're going to win some games. So they're going to be improved in both areas. And there was some coaching strategy there. You know, we all watch – I say we all. As a coach, I watch a game, and it just comes natural to me to think, what would I do in each particular situation? And I'm pretty sure that Florida State had made a first down after the fumble and had the ball on, the 3-yard line. I think it was first down on the 3. They originally got the ball on the 12 or 13.
On the punt fumble, yeah.
And then the quarterback ran the ball, I think, and got down to the 3. And there was first and goal on the 3. And I think there was a minute 22, and LSU had 2 timeouts. I would have taken an E 3 times and run the clock down to 26 seconds and kicked a field goal.
Right,
I'd have forced them to use their timeouts. No timeouts, kick a field goal, I'm up by 10, I'm kicking off, you don't have any timeouts. That's what I would have done. I wouldn't have taken a chance on running the ball. You know, we ran into it at OU down here when we were in overtime. We just kicked it. When we got down to inside the 10 or whatever on first or second down, we just kicked a field goal. Same thing in the Fiesta Bowl in overtime in 20, whatever year that was. So that's what I would have done last night. And my kids were watching the game with me, and so I told them before it happened. And they said, well, I said, I'm just taking an E 3 times. And, of course, they're like, oh, just go ahead and score. And then the next play they turn and pitch it, and he drops it. And I said, that's why I wouldn't have done that, because anything can happen. And regardless, you know, it's easy to talk about it now. But even if you hand the ball off, somebody can go in there and grab the ball and pull it away.
Sure.
Eamon Abongabinga did it here twice at TCU. We were down to 2 scores, and he took the ball away from the running back. We went down and, I think, kicked a field goal. We're still down another score. They got the ball again. He did it again 3 plays later. We just couldn't go score. He just grabbed the ball and took it away from him twice in, I think, 3 or 4 plays?
Oh, yeah.
So anything can happen with young people. The easiest thing to do is to take a knee 3 times. Let them use their timeouts, let the clock run down, and kick a field goal, and then see if they can score 10 points in 24 seconds.
Yeah. See, I'd like to have been at your house last night, because I would have said to the boys, like, hey, that's why your dad's been National Coach of the Year. You haven't.
They're
not
buying
that. We'd have got that taken care of real quick.
they give me an earful every Saturday night when I get home. They're not buying all that. So
defensively, and you talked about this in postgame Thursday night, but – you know, it's so easy to forget what a unique set of circumstances we had last year with a whole bunch of guys who not only had a bunch of starts, but a bunch of starts together.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've got a whole bunch of guys that have never played together. So you've really gone 180 as far as that's concerned.
Yeah, we're going through some adjustments. And I said this, and I've been saying this all summer and in August, we're going to have to be patient and let these guys grow up. You don't just take out the number of guys that we had, and all of a sudden it looks the same. It's not going to look the same. So we go through a little bit of a transition and some growing pains with these guys, and it's not going to be an extended period of time like it was with Jim Knowles, which was 2 years, because we didn't change terminology, concepts a little bit, but there's so much communication that goes on the field that these guys are just trying to play, and they'll be better in this game than they were in the last game. They got through all the newness and such, and so they'll improve in that area. But what your core guys, like you had, you know, McAllister last year, who played 4 years, and he's at Ohio State, and you had Harvell Peel, who played 4 years.
Right.
He's not here. And you had Harper and Malcolm Rodriguez they were communicating with, and those guys are both playing in the pro team.
Yeah.
And they're not here.
Yeah.
So all that communication is new. So, you know, it's not an excuse. It's just a fact, you know. If people ask what happened, I'm going to tell them what happened. That's what happened. But the other teams know that, too. It's not a secret.
Sure.
So, you know, I mean, you have a corner go down and a young corner comes in, most guys are going to throw a deep ball at that corner to see if he's ready to play. So, but these guys, they're further along than where most young people are that we've had in this organization. They'll just get a little bit better every week, and hopefully we can manage and minimize big plays. We did not minimize big plays in that game. So you put yourself in a vulnerable situation. So hopefully we can manage and minimize big plays. And then we can score enough points offensively to let those guys grow up as the season goes on.
Well, and probably not the easiest team for new guys to open up against. A team that does a lot of motions and shifts offensively seemed like they looked much different than they did last year. I mean, there was some dynamics in play there, too, it seemed like.
Well, there's a couple things that – With the head coach at Central Michigan, he's been around a long time, been a head coach a long time, and they were really, really good last year in their bowl game. They had a month to prepare, 3 weeks to prepare for Washington State, and they were really good in that game. So we had a pretty good idea that they would be prepared for this game. They had all summer, and we had all summer to prepare offensively. And so we were pretty good offensively, and so were they. We have some youth defensively. They lost a lot of players defensively. They lost several to the portal and had a couple guys that moved on. So I think both coaching staffs deserve credit for being prepared for that game, which you had all summer to be prepared. Now we're in a typical 3-day preparation. All of us are. We've worked on Arizona State in the summer. I would be willing to bet they've worked on us in the summer. So they're going to have some things, and they're going to do some things in this game that they didn't show in the first game they played. What I was talking to you a little bit about off the air.
Right, right.
So we could pinpoint what they did in this first game, and there's not much comparison to that into what they did the last five games of the year. Now, they have two new coordinators, okay? But their head coach is a defensive coach. It's been coaching defense for 40 years. I'm guessing that he's not going to stray too far away from what he believes in. Offensively, they have a new quarterback that came in, a transfer. So they may feel differently about him, but there's some similarities to his style of play to the young man that played last night for LSU that came from Arizona State. I think the young man that played at LSU is just all out faster, I think, and we saw that last night. When he took off the run, he made plays. The young man that transferred to Arizona State that we'll be playing against came from Florida, and he's very mobile and can get around and make some plays. He likes to scramble to throw, And he's been very effective throwing the deep ball. But I'm sure they worked on us throughout the summer and have got several things they're wanting to run in this game that they didn't show in the game the other day. because they had that luxury because they were ahead by quite a bit.
Right.
So they had the luxury of not showing certain things, in my opinion.
We'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment. It's the Mike Gundy Radio Show, live from Rib Crib from Learfield.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Jared Mill Irons and Dave Monks have both called Stillwater home for 20 years. So when they began the pursuit of opening a craft brewery, there was never a question where its home would be. Iron Monk is loyal and true to OSU and Stillwater and is proud to represent that as the official craft beer of Oklahoma State Athletics. 1890 Original is brewed in Stillwater by Cowboys for Cowboys. Iron Monk Brewing Company, official craft beer of Cowboys everywhere. Drink responsibly. It's the Cowboy way.
Ready to get back in the game? Great news. The movement experts at Physical Therapy Central can help you find relief and results and keep you off the sidelines. With over 30 convenient locations across Oklahoma City and beyond, contact PT Central today at ptcentral.org to see a physical therapist. Physical Therapy Central, a proud sponsor of Oklahoma State Athletics and trusted choice for keeping Cowboy fans in the game.
At Homeland, we are your homegrown advantage. Serving Cowboy fans everywhere fresh produce and party trays and all the chips and drinks for a complete game day experience. Homeland now offers curbside pickup or delivery straight to your watch party. Visit the butcher for top USDA choice beef or party trays from the deli online. No matter how you game day, Homeland has all your tailgate needs. Homeland, your homegrown advantage. An official grocery partner of Cowboy football.
Good to be home.
Because we are blue, we believe in being loyal and true. Whether you need health insurance for your family or just yourself, we've got you covered. Choosing Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma means access to the largest network in the state and local service. Go with blue. Visit bcbsok.com to learn more. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma is a proud sponsor of Oklahoma State University Athletics.
MidFirst Bank is proud to be an official partner of OSU Athletics and offer the OSU Visa debit card. Show your cowboy pride with every purchase. It's the safest and most convenient way to access your funds, and it's accepted at millions of locations worldwide. You can also manage your OSU Visa debit card with card controls available on the MidFirst mobile app. Visit any MidFirst banking center today or go to midfirst.com/cowboys for details. MidFirst Bank, member FDIC.
When you open a crisp, cold Bud Light, you know game day is here.
Touchdown! You owe me $5.
We mean every sound. Enjoy responsibly. 2022 Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, this is Stephen Hartzell, host of the College Sports Now podcast. Every week, we're talking about football with some of the biggest names in the game. Subscribe to College Sports Now wherever you get your podcasts and follow along on Twitter at CSNowTweets.
Back at Rib Crib, your party headquarters. Let's say you've got a bunch of people coming in this weekend. You just don't want to mess with all the tailgate stuff. You know, you may have things to do. So just call Rib Crib. They'll hook you up. You know, it doesn't matter. It could be 10, could be 100. Give them a couple days' notice. and they will get you hooked up with their great barbecue and all the wonderful sides to go with it. Coach Gundy and I, we've talked about this a bunch. They're our go-to for our stuff, parties, gatherings, whatever. Rib Crib, Perkins Road here in Stillwater. And, of course, you're always welcome to stop by and grab a meal whenever you're here in our great city. So, Arizona State, Herm Edwards, any encounters with him over the years? Do you know him at all?
You know, I have not crossed paths with him. He's, you know, I'm 55. He's got to be mid-60s, doesn't he?
I would think, yes.
Because I think he was the guy that, speaking of stealing the ball, he picked up a fumble and ran it in.
He did.
For the Eagles.
Yes.
And I mean, I was a little kid when I watched that.
1977? No, 78, I think it was.
Yeah, so see, I would have been 10, 11 years old, and back when on Monday Night Football.
He is 68, by the way.
So
you're right on.
So, because back then, you know, the big deal was watch Monday Night Football, and at halftime, I always begged my dad to let me stay up late enough to watch the highlights.
I did the same thing.
Because that was the only if Howard Cosell did the halftime highlights, and yep. They did probably a 20 or 30 second clip of all the games.
Right.
And if you didn't watch that, you didn't see them because they didn't televise all the games back then.
That's exactly.
And I remember him picking up that fumble and running it in. Were they playing the Giants?
Playing the Giants at the Meadowlands in 1978.
Yeah, and he picked that up and ran it in as the game was over, right? I mean,
yeah.
It should have been over.
But in today's world, they would take a knee, but in those days, teams didn't do that.
Right,
they just
right.
ran the ball up the middle, and
right.
that's what happened.
It's another example of what we talked about. So, but I knew that he had to be at least mid-60s, so I haven't crossed paths with him. And he's been in the NFL forever. So I didn't really cross paths with many NFL guys, but he's got a long history. And I think he did, wasn't he doing television for a while?
Oh, yes, for several years.
Yeah, and I thought he was really good and obviously knowledgeable about the game and enjoyed listening to him. I can remember him. I think he's old school. I think he's, a lot like I am, and we have some similarities in being old school in football and hard-nosed and tough and all that. When I would watch it, whatever channel he was on, I think that kind of came out, the what things that he believed in. But I've never crossed paths with him.
Yeah, you know, a guy with a very interesting background. You know, there's a lot been written about him and some of the things he's done for charities.
Mm-hmm.
A man of faith. And when I had their game for national radio in the Las Vegas Bowl in 2018, it was a lot that I read about him and some of the cool mm-hmm. things he's done to help people, which is neat. Do they resemble, I mean, does it look like an NFL team, how they play? I mean, does it resemble, do you see that NFL influence offensively and defensively?
Yeah, there's some, especially the game last Thursday night. Like, their punt team is close to an NFL punt team. You know how college,
so how's that different? Yeah.
Well, they all get in a ball back there, and they back up, and they just sort out and protect. And, you know, in college, we spread out and we take a step, punch, and we run. And when I looked at their punt team is like, if you watch an NFL punt team, they snap the ball and then all five or six guys back up, seven guys, and you have two guys running down to cover the punt. And that's what they do, so you don't see much of that. And then as a punt block, their punt return, they come after the punt. Like, there's a number of times I'm sure they brought eight people. You don't see college teams bring eight people after a punt to block it. They bring eight people. I don't know. I counted eight, ten times last year just in the five or six games we broke down from last year's season where they would bring an eight-man pressure on punt. You don't see that much.
Interesting.
So there's a number of NFL things that we don't see in a college game that they're done.
And probably at least Thursday, more under center from mm-hmm. the quarterback yeah, yeah. than any team we've yeah. seen in a long time, right?
Yeah, kind of, I guess, Kansas State, the first year that Chris was the coach up there, I guess. I think, what is this, his fourth year now?
I believe that's right.
When they came from North Dakota State, they were under center a lot. And it's about that much is kind of what it reminded me of. but more than what we're accustomed to.
And they really, it looks like, and of course they are very heavy run to pass because they had a big lead against Northern Arizona, but that's pretty much how they roll, though, is it not? I mean, they really want to, for the most part, run the ball.
Play action,
and then occasionally hit you downfield.
Yeah, run hard, play action. And this quarterback has been good at throwing the ball deep down the field, which we'll certainly have to be aware of. And then try to control his ability to run out of the pocket. But, yes, I think they want to rush the football and establish that and then throw some play action down the field stuff off of that.
We'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment from Rib Crib at Stillwater. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield.
We all make choices about alcohol. Kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad. Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em, remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations, and they want honest answers in everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I've been driving trucks for a long time. Safety is my number one priority. I know that my truck has huge blind spots. That's why I remember to check my mirrors often for smaller vehicles. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're behind the wheel, try to avoid lingering in those blind spots. It can be dangerous. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, college scholarships for the children of law enforcement, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on the USDSA and how you can help, visit usdeputy.org.
The Coach Gundy Radio Show continues from Rib Crib here in Stillwater. Happy to have you along. Cowboys face Arizona State. It's another Saturday night game, which is always fun. 6:30 at Boone Pickens Stadium. And, you know, here's the thing, and of course, it's all about to change. But Arizona State, just the fourth Power 5 team to come to Boone Pickens Stadium since you've been head coach. Now, as I said in the open, we'll have Arkansas here in 24, Oregon in 26, and Alabama in 2028. So that is changing, but, you know, this Saturday night, this is a team that has tradition, a Power 5 team coming in, and something we've not had the good fortune of having. Changing, but it's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. It's and I had mentioned that in the press conference that this is a good time for our fans, our crowd, to come out and show that football is a big deal here, which we all know that. But we're going to be on stage with, and we, you know, we, I think that we have a pretty good idea of the direction everything's going with conference realignment. We don't know for sure. I don't think anybody knows for sure. So this is a time for it's a night game, I think, right?
6:30. Yeah, 6:30.
So this is a time for us to tailgate. You have all day Saturday, fill the stadium, be loud, you know, be the extra, the 12th man, for to use Texas A&M's term, the crowd, just like what happened on the safety. I'm pretty certain that the communication with the offensive line and tight end didn't take place, and they missed a gap, and we hit a guy because it was so loud down there. And, you know, our crowd, our paddle people, the students who've been fantastic, they were loud in it, and that safety changed the momentum of the game.
Oh, absolutely.
From that point moving on, it was all downhill. Mm-hmm. And that's your crowd, that's your students, that's the paddle people. And so that needs to happen Saturday night for us to continue to evolve as a football program and an athletic department here at Oklahoma State.
Yeah, it is. And again, it is the sort of national stage. And, you know, the way the schedule sets up, you know, three home games with all the new starters on defense especially, and then an off week. I mean, of course, some people say, well, having an off week in September, does it really benefit you? But for this team, that might be ideal, especially going into the road game at Baylor.
And we train throughout August, so there's a little fatigue that people aren't aware of. Our practices are longer and more difficult in August than any other. If you say, can you draw it up perfect, it would probably be game five, 4 to 5-ish, but it's after game three, right?
So right,
it's not
right.
That far off. I don't really think it's a big deal. And what you're saying is true. You know, hopefully we can play well the next 2 weeks and then really look at who we are,
yeah.
where are we at offensively and defensively, what are we capable of doing with these young men? And now let's move forward to get a pretty good feel for what these guys can get accomplished on game day. Gives us the best chance.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time as always. Have a great week of work, and we will see you later in the week.
You bet. Thank you all.
That's Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy. Good crowd on hand here tonight. Why not? Food's good. Weather's good. Three-game homestand to start the year. That's good. Lots of good things going on. We will take a final break. We'll come back, and we'll have some closing thoughts here after these messages. From Rib Crib at Stillwater on Perkins Road, this is the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield.
At Homeland, we are your homegrown advantage, serving Cowboy fans everywhere fresh produce and party trays and all the chips and drinks for a complete game day experience. Homeland now offers curbside pickup or delivery straight to your watch party. Visit the butcher for top USDA choice beef or party trays from the deli online. No matter how you game day, Homeland has all your tailgate needs. Homeland, your homegrown advantage, an official grocery partner of Cowboy football.
Good to be home.
Ready to get back in the game? Great news. The movement experts at Redbud Physical Therapy can help you find relief and results and keep you off the sidelines. With 15 convenient locations across Tulsa and beyond, contact Redbud Physical Therapy today at redbudpt.com to see a physical therapist. Redbud Physical Therapy, a proud sponsor of Oklahoma State Athletics and trusted choice for keeping Cowboy fans in the game.
Jared Mill Irons and Dave Monks have both called Stillwater home for 20 years. So when they began the pursuit of opening a craft brewery, there was never a question where its home would be. Iron Monk is loyal and true to OSU and Stillwater and is proud to represent that as the official craft beer of Oklahoma State Athletics. 1890 Original is brewed in Stillwater by Cowboys for Cowboys. Iron Monk Brewing Company, official craft beer of Cowboys everywhere. Drink responsibly. It's the Cowboy way.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield. Happy to have you along as we wrap things up. And this is a really cool weekend in the Big 12 as far as matchups go. This is a fun weekend. Of course, Oklahoma State has Arizona State here. Alabama's at Texas. Missouri in an old Big 12 game will be at Kansas State. Both of those games are at 11 a.m., so you can check those out during the day. Iowa State's at Iowa in the Cy-Hawk series. Then we have a couple of games coming up later in the day that are previews of the new Big 12, Houston at Texas Tech, and then on Saturday night, Baylor at Brigham Young. So there's some really good games in the conference. And we have, I should point out, a conference game, and we do that from time to time in the conference with an early season game, just I'm sure for television purposes, Kansas at West Virginia. So that's Saturday night, but boy, there are some really good games in the Big 12 conference, non-conference games this weekend. Sort of a measuring stick as to where the league stands with some of the other teams and other conferences. And not to mention, as I pointed out, the preview of the Big 12 to come, if you will. So here's the game plan for Saturday. 6:30 is kickoff for Oklahoma State and Arizona State at Boone Pickett Stadium. And our pregame coverage on the Cowboys Sports Network begins at 4:30 Saturday afternoon. Thanks for listening, and thanks for being with us on this Monday for those of you live here at the restaurant. This has been the Coach Gundy Radio Show, live from Rip Crib on Perkins Road from Stillwater, from Learfield.
On the Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield, live from Rib Crib in Stillwater, smoking the good stuff since 92. The Mike Gundy Show has been brought to you by Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by MidFirst Bank. MidFirst Bank is your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Rewards credit card. MidFirst Bank, member FDIC. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Cowboys Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.